Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Businessman and talk show host is running for the Assembly's Valley seat. Wade Bryson ran unsuccessfully for the Assembly back in 28. Then he started hosting a live radio call-in show on KINY Radio.
I have followed the problems of Juneau for years through my radio program, Problem Corner, and I've been trying to solve problems for people pretty much since the last election I ran in, and I'd really like an opportunity to help solve problems on a larger city scale.
Bryson also owns the two-restaurant Subway franchise in Juneau. Bryson is 44 years old, and he will face at least one other challenger for the Assembly seat, Michelle Bonnet Hale. Federal authorities are now investigating the apparent disappearance of a cruise ship passenger in Glacier Bay last week. It's the second passenger reported overboard from an Alaska-bound cruise ship this month. The Holland America cruise ship Westerdam reported the 69-year-old male passenger missed a scheduled medical appointment Friday afternoon and may have gone overboard. Authorities did not identify him any further. Ship's crew conducted a ship-wide search and then notified National Park Service officials as the vessel left Glacier Bay National Park. Matthew Cahill of the National Park Service in Bartlett Cove says they started a search Friday evening with 15 people, three vessels, and a fixed-wing aircraft.
The Coast Guard provided us with probability maps based on currents and the tidal motion. And so we searched shorelines and waterways from Beardsley Entrance area, right in upper part of Setauket Narrow inside the mouth of Glacier Bay, out of the bay, including Pleasant Island and Lemmershire Island, the two islands that are right outside to the east and the west of the mouth of Glacier Bay.
The search was suspended about 7 o'clock Saturday evening after nothing was found. Cahill says the cruise line reported the closed-circuit television coverage and indicated the man went overboard about 6:45 Friday morning. That's about 9 hours before his medical appointment when he was actually discovered missing. Cahill says the Coast Guard and the FBI started an investigation when they met the ship in Seward on Sunday. FBI spokesperson Stacey Fager-Pelissier says it's standard practice for their agency to investigate such disappearances or deaths in U.S. waters. Back on July 10th, the body of a 73-year-old man was recovered near the Strait of Juan de Fuca in Washington State. Meanwhile, two hikers were picked up by the Coast Guard on Saturday in Glacier Bay after one hiker injured a knee and required immediate medical care. A hiker sent a transmission through their personal locator beacon, and a crew from Air Station Sitka diverted from a training flight to respond. The helicopter crew hoisted both hikers near Lituya Bay and brought them to Sitka for medical care. The hikers had planned on hiking from Lituya Bay to Yakutat Bay and had been dropped off 2 days earlier. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for mostly cloudy skies and isolated rain showers for tonight. Low temperature about 50 degrees with more scattered rain showers for tomorrow. High tomorrow about 60 degrees.